I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular City Council meeting for July the 9th. All of our council is present. We're going to begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Richard Schleyer with the St. Peter Lutheran Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Vice Mayor Luna. So please stand and remain standing for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, good evening. I thought I should start tonight by just simply saying and giving you some assurance that having read in Scripture about Noah and the Ark, I did find out that there was no water gushing up from the ground, so we're okay. I was reading, and I came across a quote that I thought was particularly apropos to this group and to all of you who have chosen to be leaders in our community. And in Scripture, Jesus was approached and asked, you know, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. And then he said, there's a second like unto it, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And upon these two does all the law and all the prophets depend. And this is a quote by Jesus from chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. It says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And when I think about the city of Mesa, when I think about the state of Arizona, when I think about our country, I think that statement is so apropos. If you love me, obey my commandments, obey my laws, obey the things that call us together and unite us as a people. And the work that you do, the calling that you have, the choices that you've made to represent the hearts, minds, and families of this area, I commend you, and I ask for a special blessing on you and on your families. So if you would please join me in prayer. Father, we come to you today with our hearts filled with gratitude. Lord, we have needed rain. We didn't expect it to be quite so heavy, quite so quick, but we are so grateful for your abundance and for your love. And Lord, I ask a special anointing upon this meeting and upon these leaders in our community, that you would guide their thoughts, their minds, their actions, so that in every way and in everything they do, they might love their country, their community, and obey its commandments. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Schleyer and Vice Mayor Luna, for getting us off to a good start. The first item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. I invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, I will note that I've received a couple of blue cards asking to speak on agenda item 5C. So that will be removed. Then we're getting some feedback. Is there an electronic device that someone can turn off, please? Okay, thank you. So let's take 5C off the consent agenda.
Okay.
Ms. Mickelson, do we have any other requests to speak? Okay, thank you.
All right, Mayor and Council members, good evening. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on one-year term contract for Easy IO needles for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department. Item 3B, act on one-year term contract for locks, door hardware, and other parts as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for park playground and aquatic facility poured in place servicing and synthetic turf repairs, maintenance and installation for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 3D, act on one-year renewal to the term contract for refuse container bin lids for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 3E, act on contract to purchase 4 heavy-duty trucks with solid waste roll-off container systems, 3 replacements and 1 addition for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 3F, act on contract to purchase replacement network hardware and services for the Information Technology Department. Item 3G, act on 3-year term contract for a fiber and conduit management system as requested by the Information Technology, Engineering, and Transportation Departments. Item 3H, act on 3-year term contract for polyethylene natural gas pipe and fittings for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 3I, act on contract to purchase 1 vacuum excavator truck for the Energy Resources Department as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 3J, act on contract to purchase a replacement transformer for the Robeson East substation as requested by the Energy Resources Department. Item 3K, act on 1-year term contract for replacement and stock filter membrane panels for the Water Resources Department. This contract is funded by the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Joint Venture Partners, Mesa, Gilbert, and Queen Creek. Item 3L, act on contract to purchase engine lathe for the maintenance shop at the Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 3M, act on contract for Main Street and Lindsay Road Sewer Replacement Project. This project is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 3N, act on contract for Signal Butte Park Phase 1 pre-construction services. This project is funded by 2012 authorized parks bonds. Item 3O, act on contract for Kleinman Park Playground Improvements, 710 South Extension Road. This project is funded by a HUD Community Development Block Grant, the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community Grant, and the Parks Recreation and Community Facilities Operating Budget. Item 4A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds to be used for training, software, and equipment for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 4B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a second amendment to the CMC Steel Development Agreement with Commercial Metals Company for the development known as CMC Steel, located at 11444 East Germain Road. Item 4C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a second amendment to the development agreement for the development commonly known as The Grid for city-owned property generally located at the southwest corner of Main Street and Pomeroy and property located at 34 South Pomeroy. Item 4D, act on resolution extinguishing a portion of a city utilities and facilities easement located at 855 West Southern Avenue. Item 4E, act on resolution extinguishing 2 easements for public utilities located at 7055 East Mallory Street. Item 4F, act on resolution extinguishing a drainage easement known as Track C of Mesa Desert Heights 2, located in the 2900 block of North Cashmere Circle. Item 5A, act on ordinance regarding ZON 18-00375, the 0 block of South Mesa Drive on the east side, the 400 block of East Main Street on the south side, the 0 block of South Udall both sides, and the 0 block of South LaSuire west side. This is located at the southeast corner of Main Street and Mesa Drive. Rezones will allow for mixed-use development. Item 5B, act on ordinance repealing the existing Chapter 41 of Title 11 of the Mesa City Code, entitled Sign Regulations, in its entirety, and adopting the 2018 Sign Code, a public record of the City of Mesa, as Chapters 41 through 50 of Title 11, the Zoning Ordinance of the Mesa City Code. Item 5C has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 6A, act on subdivision plat Casa Solvita, the 500 block of South Hawes Road, located south of Broadway Road on the east side of Hawes Road. Item 6B, act on subdivision plat Baseline Assemblage, the 4700 through 4800 blocks of East Baseline Road, located east of Greenfield Road on the north side of Baseline Road. Item 6C, act on subdivision plat Eastmark Commercial, the 9200 and 9700 blocks of East Ray Road, and the 4900 to 5100 blocks of South Ellsworth Road, located on the northeast corner of Ellsworth and Ray Road. And item 6D, act on subdivision plats Eastmark DU 5, parcels 5-1 and 5-2, the 3800 to 4000 blocks of South Everson Terrace on the west side, and the 3,800 to 4,000 blocks of South Eastmark Parkway on the east side. This is located south of Elliott Road and west of Signal Butte Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. I see Mr. Glover's made a motion and Mr. Luna has seconded that motion. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 5C. Item 5 is to discuss, receive public comment, and take action on the following ordinances. And 5C is specifically adding to business regulations regarding the licensing of structured sober living homes. We do have 2 requests to speak. The first is from Priscilla Crosswhite. Is Priscilla? Oh, hi, Priscilla. Good to see you. Take your time.
Good evening, Mayor Giles and council members. The reason I'm here tonight is mainly I've kind of been stressed and depressed the last couple of days because of something I saw that came out in the newspaper in the Arizona Republic. I'd like it to go on record tonight by stating that I did not appreciate the newspaper reporter from the Arizona Republic taking one small part of my statement at the City Council study session out of context and publishing it to make me sound like an uncaring person. The fact is, I have in the past, at my own expenses, taken in and helped young men and women who were addicted to drugs. I provided home, clothing, food, paid for professional counseling and medical services, enrolled them into professional rehab services. I won't go into all the details here, but I'm very familiar with, I was never a drug user nor an alcoholic, but I'm familiar with drug addiction and alcoholism. And the fact that real medical doctors, psychiatrists, and social workers need to be involved to help someone overcome their issues. I also know that there are those out there who are making profits off these people who desperately need help. Plus, putting a house manager into a small, confined 800 square foot house on Pomeroy Street is what my comment was referencing. My exact statement was, the newspaper said that I didn't like helping people. I didn't mind helping people, but not in this area. That's what was put in the newspaper. That was taken out of this exact comment. It's not that I don't like helping people. I do. I am all for helping people. It just seems wrong in this area and the way they are doing it, cramming them into little houses. I think they deserve better than that. That was my actual statement, and I wanted on record that that was my statement, and I was not putting people down or not caring. There's a huge difference between treatment facilities. Unfortunately, too many halfway houses and sober living communities for newly clean and sober individuals are just flop houses. These places are warehousing men into small living spaces, and that's what I was concerned about because that's what I see happening in our neighborhood. I'll skip all the rest. Obviously, we all know that the sober houses is a business for profit, and I appreciate the city's hard work at putting together this ordinance tonight, or this presented tonight. I believe it's a step in the right direction. I do believe, however, it should include homes with less than six or seven residents, as well as six or more, and to include the number of transitional sober homes allowed within a certain area. That's the one thing I didn't see in the ordinance. It didn't say anything about how many you could put in an area with this ordinance, or it just didn't limit it. And studies have proven that it's less effective and even counterproductive when you have them too close to each other. I would
assume. Ms. Crosswhite, your time is up. Could you just wrap up your thought, please?
Okay. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll be supportive to the residents, homeowners, and voters, as you have been to these investors who have been allowed to conduct these for-profit businesses in our historic district.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next, we have Michael Harris.
Good evening, Mayor, council members, citizens of Mesa. My name is Michael Harris, and I am with Valjean Society. We are at 138 North Pomeroy. I'm here to encourage the passage of the regulations that are at hand. Although they do not directly affect Valjean Society because we're under six members at this time, it will affect us as we grow. We will not be growing beyond 4 to 5 men in this 800 square foot property, as people have pointed out. However, as we've got in there and started the renovation of the property, we have found that it's abundantly sufficient for 4 to 5 men, body size unknown. So I do encourage the passage of this. We do feel that it's going to create a more positive environment with the community and allow the good operators in this industry to succeed, while those that are bad operators or those that are packing men into sardine cans of apartments to maximize profits will not be in compliance, and they will not be able to operate in this arena, and we welcome that. That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Joseph Valenzuela.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. The ordinance for sober house living is an improvement, but does not change the number of residents that is required to license them. The number is still 6, the same as it was before. So the ordinance really hasn't accomplished anything. Anyone can still open a sober living or transitional house with 5 or less. True, it mimics the regulations similar to the city of Prescott. The difference is that Prescott changed community residents to 4, which makes the group home with 5 residents subject to licensing, which makes a big difference. I believe this would be a good stepping stone for Mesa to change this to 4. I have no problem with the sober or transitional home as long as they're registered and managed 24/7. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valenzuela. Any other, anybody else request to speak on this? Okay. I'll ask for a motion in just a moment, but this is a just for those who maybe might be tuning in for the first time on this topic, this is a topic that we have discussed several times in study sessions and a week ago in another council meeting. I won't speak for the council, but I can tell you, I think we all acknowledge that this is not the long-term solution that we are all looking for in this situation, but it's the best that we can do for now. This is a stopgap measure that will be and put some regulation in place until the state statute that it will, we think, we hope is going to be the longer-term solution takes effect. That statute was passed in the last legislative session, and the state has up to 2 years to draft the regulations that will then trigger the enforcement of that statute. There's no good reason for it to take 2 years for those regulations to be drafted and for the state statute to be applicable. So I think for all of us in this room that want to see something happen sooner so that we can get past the short-term city regulations and get on to the more permanent solution, we need to focus our efforts at the state level to get those regulations to be drafted as quickly as possible. So to that end, I know the city of Mesa, we are proposing a resolution at the state League of Cities and Towns convention later this summer, calling for the state to, in concert with the other 91 cities and towns in the state, asking the state to expedite the drafting of these regulations so that solution can be applied to this situation more quickly. And would welcome those in this room who feel strongly about it to join us in calling on the state to act swiftly so that we can reach a more long-term solution here. And in the interim, I think we've done what we can. We can explore whether or not we can lower that number from 6 to 4, but that is going to require some effort in terms of hiring some folks to make that argument for us, to do the due diligence that we can then submit to those who regulate us to show that that's a reasonable thing to do. We've already retained that individual, and so we are doing what we need to have the most restrictive ordinance that is enforceable, that meets the legal standards. So we are working on that. Like I said, I think the real solution is all encouraging the state to move quickly on this. Council, any other comments or questions regarding this item before we proceed? Let me see. Mr. Whitaker has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Thompson. Please cast your vote. Thank you. It passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 7, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, have we had any requests to speak? Okay, that being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Freeman, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.